This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Well, it's the last day of the trading week, so that's got everyone excited, bull or a bear. But for the markets per se, we've been seeing selling pressure come through in the second half of the trading session, particularly in the last 1 hour of trade. For the last two trading sessions, the Nifty slipped and closed lower by 100 points at the low point of the day. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a flat start, but with a negative bias. But we'll have to see how the day pans out, because typically, as I said, in the last 2 days, the selling pressure has come through towards the end. Yesterday, both the FIs and the DIs sold in the cash market. The FIs sold 344 crore. The DII sold 61 crore. But there is a sell figure which has come through by the DIIs for the first time after 9 days of buying. There are two big listings today and debuts. One is Paytm, that's the big one, the biggest one ever actually, at 18,300 crore, that's the total fundraise. The grey market premium suggests a very tepid debut over and above the issue price of 21.50. Sapphire Foods, which is the owner of KFC as well as the Pizza Hut, they will also be listing on the exchanges. Again, the street is not expecting any fireworks from Sapphire Foods considering its loss-making. There is intense competition taking place in the QSR or quick service restaurant space. And plus, all the money that the company raised, which is about 1,200 crore rupees, was an offer for sale. No money, no growth capital going into the company. So again, these two debuts are unlikely to excite anyone on the street. Indices globally, the Dow, S&P, the Nasdaq all ended lower. The Dow was down 0.58%, but the macros have actually eased a tad bit. So Brent crude has seen a nudge lower to $80 per barrel. The US 10-year yield has come below that 1.6 mark. If you remember yesterday, it was at 1.63. And the dollar index, at least, has not climbed above the 96 mark. In fact, it's at 95.8. So let's quickly run you through the stocks which should be on your radar. The big one is going to be Vedanta, because they've constituted a board committee to evaluate value unlocking measures, which could include a demerger, spin-off, strategic partnerships. They are mulling a demerger or listing their aluminium, iron, steel, oil and gas business. So that's going to be the big one to track. Escorts is the other one, where there is a board meeting today where they will consider a fundraise. The question is whether Kubota will be increasing their stake. So these are the two big stocks. Apart from that, Paytm and of course Sapphire Foods will be listing today. And crude prices falling is a good sign for oil marketing companies as well as paint companies. So watch for these stocks as well. With that, I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to see you next week, but do stay tuned in to CNBC TV 18 so you can watch all the action, the news, the updates. This podcast was brought to you by Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.